This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden's at the NATO summit in Lithuania, where he is hailing an agreement for Sweden to join NATO. But Ukraine's President Zelensky isn't happy. He's tweeting that it's absurd that there's no timetable for Ukraine to join NATO. Ukraine, he says, deserves respect. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The Baltic states, including Lithuania, which is hosting the summit, have pushed for a strong show of support and a clear pathway toward membership for Ukraine. The US and Germany have resisted that, and President Joe Biden said last week that Ukraine wasn't ready to join. Members of NATO, he told CNN, need to meet all the qualifications, from democratization to a whole range of other issues, a nod toward long-standing concerns about governance and corruption in Kyiv. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The storm that dumped on parts of the Northeast is moving out, but more flooding's expected. And that brutal heat wave is still hovering over Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, and Southern California. 100-degree-plus temperatures and excessive heat warnings. A new poll looks at how many Republicans have confidence the votes will be counted accurately in the next presidential election.
Only 22% of Republicans who responded to the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they have high confidence that votes in the upcoming presidential election will be counted accurately. That compares to 71% of Democrats. That suggests that years of sustained attacks against elections by former President Donald Trump and his allies may have taken a toll. Overall, the survey found that 44% of Americans have a great deal or quite a bit of confidence that the votes in the next presidential elections will be counted accurately. I'm Donna Warder.
This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has news about a reality TV doctor.
Sex charges have been dismissed against a reality TV doctor and his girlfriend. A California judge has dismissed sex charges against a reality TV show doctor and his girlfriend, who had been accused of drugging and raping women in a case that drew international attention. Court records show charges of assault with intent to commit a sexual offense have been dismissed against Dr. Grant Robichaux and Sarissa Riley. Robichaux previously appeared on a Bravo TV show called Online Dating Rituals of the American Male. A Superior Court judge has determined that there was not sufficient evidence on the sex charges. The pair still face drug charges, and Robichaux faces weapons charges. They previously pleaded not guilty and are due in court July 19th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Instagram says 100 million people have signed up for Threads, the new app. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.